Yo, I know what you're thinking. I done the Spanish-speaking Latin ridiculous vato, probably spitting about eating burritos and tacos, fitting the criteria of being a drinking tequila from bottles, peeing on buildings, throwing up on women, sleeping in kitchens, waking up hungover after every weekend and repeating the cycle. Retreat from the psycho, the shit that I write is a light just to incite you. But Victor, how do you find time to write rhymes about creeping the night with a knife with five demons breathing inside you? Is it the evil that drives you? Treating my sickness of sick thinking by reading the Bible. But then I fall asleep and have a dream of Jesus and his disciples that decide to give some machine guns and rifles to miners, lighters, and flammable things to set fire to. The rap game is like a fat man with Alzheimer's, and I'm here to bring back the famine to remind you. But honestly, I'm getting sick and tired of everybody saying that they're bringing lyricism back for recognition. What about the intuition and precision of social issues and tracks like addiction, capitalism, and a system collapse? My lyrics bring more friction than a pit bull and a cat zipped in a bag. My upbringing as a kid was me living in pitch black, sitting in the abyss as a kickback. Chit chat is minimal, especially when you come from a place where governmental officials are easily kidnapped. All you hear is click clack for your knickknacks. Your wrist crack like a Kit Kat, distracting mismatch. This little boy will mug a grown ass man and force that bitch out. The ghettos from my country make your ghettos look like a paradise. My delivery is hella nice. My voice can penetrate any sound. You swear to think that I had a pair of mics. My killing time is like a Kid Cudi song because I can take lives any day and night. Mariachi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dead in Hip Hop, god damn it. We here with another indie interview. Here chilling with the homie Victor Mariachi.
I'm perfect.
Hey, man, what's going on, G? For the people, man, let them know what you do.
Make music, I write. I recorded my new mixtape right now, Death from Bethlehem. And I mean, that's it. I just like music. I record, I write.
So explain that. Oh, sorry.
This is how long you been rapping?
Since I was 12, probably since sixth grade, I remember. I started writing there when I started listening to M and Nas. So that was like the big inspiration. Okay. First, I wrote poetry, and then I started like write verses, and then I would just freestyle, and then after that, when I went to Canada, I met people up there that had like a studio, and they started teaching me like techniques to like rap and what I should and should not do. Yeah.
So explain the title of your mixtape, Death from Bethlehem.
A Death from Bethlehem, like, it's kind of like when they gave, like when they made the second Batman movie and people named, instead of naming it Batman 2, he named it Dark Knight. Instead of me naming the mixtape Jesus Christ, I put A Death from Bethlehem. Jesus Christ from the city of Bethlehem, so that's where I got the name from. When it comes to religion, I'm very like touchy about it. Like, I don't like the hypocrisy in it all, so I just like created something to kind of criticize it in its own way.
But why a death? Like, that sounds like an album title for like a black metal band. Like, that sounds like some satanic shit.
Yeah,
like,
no.
What does that exactly mean, a death from Bethlehem?
Because he gets crucified at the end. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's the name of it all. It was just that. It was just him like saying that he gets crucified at the end. So that's why the name came from. I was gonna name it Bethlehem, but I wanted to make it more sound more, you know, drastic, I guess.
Yeah.
And I put that. I don't know.
It worked for me. I was like, ooh, shit. Bethlehem. And I was intrigued just by the title, just to see exactly what, you know, you'll be talking, you know, you were actually rapping about in the actual EP or mixtape. So, especially looking at some of the titles that you have for the tracks too, because you have the title of the mixtape and then you have the songs also that kind of correlated to the title.
Yeah.
So you was talking about religion, ideology, and all of that good stuff. You said that you don't like the hypocrisy. So, like, talk about some of the hypocrisy you don't like.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest hypocrisy is probably the Vatican Church. Just that I can't grow up in a Catholic family. My mom was not very religious, so she let us like have the freedom to whatever we thought. I mean, just, you know, when you hear about, you know, sodomy when it comes to little kids and shit like that, and just like, it's just everything. You know what I mean? Like, even if I meet people who say I'm Christian, I'm certain I practice this religion, they don't necessarily follow it, you know what I mean? And people don't realize that those are all scriptures that don't fit into modern society. So when they try to fit into those things, it's just like, come on, man, you can't. Come think for yourself, you know, don't follow just certain things just because you read them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just the way that I thought, I don't know.
On the tape, you say you're an atheist, are you?
Or, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You're
an
atheist?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that, cause that, okay, so that was my next question. I'm glad you asked that, cause I was gonna ask, are you a Christian rapper? Because when listening to the mixtape, I got a really dark feeling, especially mm-hmm. from like the first track, like the Jedi Mind sample and all that. And then like you had one of the tracks where you were like, I don't want to misquote you, but something along the lines of, you know, praise Jesus Christ, praise Jesus Christ. Right. He's the one
who... I was talking about guns and how people try to like talk about how music and movies influence gun violence. Mm-hmm. And that was just me kind of being like sarcastic, mm-hmm. like how the, how kind of like how America was kind of built on praising like on Christianity and, you know, just following certain things like, you know, have your guns and whatever, and like basically what the pilgrims did with the Native Americans.
Right.
That was just, it was that. That's what I was trying to talk about in that little segment of the song. That's what it was referring to.
So you're atheist, so why are you fucking with white Jesus on your shirt?
It's kind of like hypocritical.
Yeah,
because yeah, I was really confused for a while because when I listened to it, I was just like, yeah, I was getting, I don't want to say an anti-Christian feel at first, but then I guess I just didn't get the sarcasm. And I was like, oh, he's religious. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Whatever.
Yeah. No.
Okay, I feel better because I don't really listen to Christian rap. No, I'm really not kidding.
What inspired for you to make the song Wetback? Because that was one of the...
Which yeah. No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was... But yeah, that particular track, I don't know, you had like so much emotion. I don't know, was it like a sarcasm track for you? Or
right.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Because yeah. you had like a one, that I, was one of the tracks. I know you had like so much emotion behind on mm-hmm. it, and I was like, that was one that stood out to me the most out of the.
It was just the title, just to okay. like me, because I really don't talk about anything like as far as social issues with okay. like Mexicans or anything. I don't talk about it in the song. It was just like a name just to throw people off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with you being atheist and your content, you know, being really sarcastic toward religion and your, you know, some of the beliefs and things like that, in that area, like moving forward, do you think that you're gonna be labeled like that? Like, or do you think about that? Do you think about how maybe I can just get out of this box? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if, you know, I know you got a couple mixtapes now, but like, do you think people are going to label you like that? Do you want to be labeled, or are you consciously thinking about how you can get outside of that?
I mean, I don't think if I said it in my music, then I would probably think that I want people to like associate that with me. I'm not afraid to like have me called an atheist. I think right now what I'm trying to do is like, I feel like how things are going, how people are moving, they're saying that atheism is something that's like growing within society. Like it's not going down. People are like starting to like think, you know, for themselves and stuff. And I think like even if you just look at like science and certain things, like when you talk about, you know, people believe in certain scriptures of the Bible and stuff, and then also believing in evolution, and then they're like, you slowly start seeing that movement. You know, people are starting to like, okay, maybe this is something we should look at if it's scientific and actual evidence.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
So I'm not afraid of actually being associated with atheism and certain people that think that way. I'm not afraid of that at all.
But what about in hip hop though? Because I think that's kind of where the issue lies. There's not really much of a place for atheist rappers.
And I kind of.
So how do you feel about
it?
Like,
love it.
I don't know too many atheist rappers. I know shit. The only I can think of is Cage. And I think LP used to kind of be on that tip, but there's not too many like pronounced atheist. There's not too many like outspoken atheist rappers. Mm-hmm. So are you kind of worried? Like he said, you're not really worried about kind of being either put to the side a little bit, or certain hip hop heads just not even really want to fuck with you because you're atheist?
I've never thought of somebody actually not fucking with. Because I listen to rappers and they talk about God all the time, and it's not like I'm turned off by it. I'm like, oh no, I'm not going to listen to him. How can he believe? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I like his music. I'm not going to just like make songs just talking about me being an atheist. I'm going to make songs on different topics and certain things like that.
But not to be a dick, people might get offended. I think it's because Christians aren't as open-minded. They're Christians, typically, depending on how deep in Christianity you are, they may not want to listen to something that's mm-hmm. that's atheist, because it makes them question their own beliefs. but two, it makes them feel like almost like they're not following their beliefs by supporting this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Atheists don't have that struggle.
Right.
Because it's just like, okay, if you believe that, good for you. I don't give a shit. I'm still gonna listen to your music. So that's kind of what I was asking, because like I could see a lot of people that are into hip hop who are, majority of them are religious.
Yeah.
Just being like, I'm not really, because they even have a problem with Jedi mind, and they're not atheists.
No, they're
dude believes in God.
Yeah, Muslim.
Right.
Yeah.
So. You said fuck it, huh? Just don't do you.
So let me ask you this: is this a Depth from Bethlehem? Is this just something that you put out and you just happen to address those particular topics in that EP, like religion and stuff like that?
This is It was just like a concept that I had for a mixtape. It wasn't necessarily just. I had certain ideas, but I didn't know what it was gonna come out to. And then by the fourth, third song, I kind of had the feeling, okay, this is when I'm gonna name it. And it's kind of the direction I'm going for the mixtape.
You know, one thing I noticed about you, and you may take it the wrong way,
yes.
But you are Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Like in person, you are nothing at all on your mixtape.
Yeah.
You, if I was thinking of who this person is gonna be, I would think it's like Mr. Keep It Real, like some big overbearing dude, and you're like.
I think that's because when I'm in person, like I have certain thoughts, and you know I have my own ideas, but I don't necessarily speak them out like how I should. Like when I make music, there's no filter. I just feel free. I just let everything out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, the way that I speak in tracks, you know, when you say fuck you and shit like that, I don't talk like that in person.
I just being confident.
But
like,
no.
You use the music as your voice.
Yeah, I was listening to, I'm like, is this the same person
me
that was
too.
Up here with us? I'm like, is this a different guy? But I mean, it was good. It sounded good. It's surprisingly good. I was impressed. I was really impressed.
So I guess when you're in the studio and you're about to record, like, is there a zone? Is there like a mental process that you have to get through to, from being who you are normally to being the artist?
There's a lot of things. I get inspiration not just by music, but from like books that I've read, from movies that I've seen, everything. You just have to study. When you're in front of the mic, I believe that you're putting on a performance, because the song has to come out like I've seen CDs or albums like as if they were movies. So if you're gonna make a song, you have to put everything in it. You have to become somebody else. Not necessarily mean that you're gonna be fake, but it's just like you have to
be that role.
You have to play that role for the actual CD. So I just put myself in the zone, and I just like I don't actually look at the lyrics when I write. When I record, I just go. I have to memorize everything, and I just like going.
So, do you ever mess up and kind of have to like either freestyle or switch something up like right on the spot because you didn't memorize it exactly how you wrote it?
No, because I always have it memorized. I have it, yeah. I make sure I have it memorized 100%, and then I go in and do it.
And what made you come with that process? Like, did you start off as like writing it and then reading it, and like did that not come out right?
It doesn't come out right because not all the not everything that you want to hit, like all the notes are, you know, just even like when you say a word, it's different. If you just say,
probably are a little bit off because you're reading it.
Because you're reading it, you're focusing on that. But when you're like, when you have the headphones on and you're just like going in and recording, like you just let go.
Kind of like public speaking almost. Like how you have to have to practice for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was just saying like similar to like public speaking, how people have they rather
not read it.
Yeah, not read it because it's not going to come off the same way.
Yeah,
I got you.
So who handles your production? Because that's one of the first things I noticed on this, because I'll go ahead and say it. We get sent a lot of music, right? And me in particular, I get sent music daily, and 9 times out of 10, it's fucking terrible. Absolutely terrible. Like, these dudes have no business being on a microphone. Be a fucking fan, don't be a rapper. So outside of Aleem, It's only been a few rappers where I've been like, oh, this actually sounds like this dude gave a shit.
Yeah.
Like, your shit sounds like you recorded it, you actually gave a fuck to mix it, you actually gave a fuck to make sure that it was mastered and sounded good.
Yeah.
So, first of all, who's handling your production, and what are you trying to actually get out of rap?
That's my question. Every time I have a project, it's like a baby, right? It takes like me a year, literally it takes me a year for me to finish all the songs. Like, I'm not the type of person that I make a song in one day. No, a song can take me months. Mm-hmm. Like, because I'm really picky with it, the things that I say. So when it comes to the production, I'm just as picky. It's the same thing. As far as beats, like, I just buy them offline, or whichever beat catches my ear, yeah, I'll get it. As far as like mixing and mastering it, for the most part, like I said, when I was in Canada, I learned from that one of my friends, Bishoy, from Canada. He's the one who showed me, basically, when you do a verse, you have to double layer it. When you do a chorus, it has to be four times. You got to make sure there's a certain formula you have to follow. So that's what I did for all the songs. And then at the end, I'm really picky because I want every song to have the same volume, like, as far as how loud it is. So I got a dude named Jonathan. He's going to school right now for, he does like techno music, and I actually contacted him and I paid him to like mix and master it for me, because, you know, if I worked for that long, I wanted to make sure it sounds good. Yeah.
Rappers, pay attention. Listen to this man.
He worked.
Hey. Yeah. Pay. Pay. You can't do it yourself. Put the fucking money out, because it's gonna shine through difference. In the end. It makes
invest
a
in
huge
yourself.
Difference.
You're investing
right.
In yourself at the end of the
right.
Day. So,
and if you're not willing to do that, how the fuck do you expect us to invest?
Care,
in
yeah.
You?
Yeah.
So when I get a product that sounds completely lackluster, not even if the MC is dope, if it just sounds like dog shit, I'm immediately turned off. But that was one of the first things I noticed. This didn't sound like some average
and
whoever rapper.
I also think that it has to do a lot with talent, because I've listened to a couple of old albums, like rap albums. Like when I listened to, I read RZA's book, The Tao Wu, and he's talking about how his basement got flooded, like in the middle of only built for Cuban Links. So if you listen to some of the songs, they're not in the same volume.
I did see that.
I was like, that's crazy. I think it has to do, like, yeah, the production can be shitty, but if the artist is not, he's not giving you anything at the same time, it's just like, this is all shit. It's not good at all. Mm-hmm. So you have to have some certain type of talent.
Because I don't think it always has to sound like mixed
perfectly.
Like that. Because like
I'm just very picky.
Because like, Esquire is a prime example of that for me.
No, I don't agree. I'll let Raphael go first.
No, I agree with almost everybody. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect, but you can tell when somebody has talent, and you don't have to have the best mixer or mastering service handling your stuff, because you can tell it still sounds good. But I agree with you. I get a lot of stuff, and it is just horrible. It sounds like you recorded on a 1993. PC with, and it's like, it's just bad.
Yeah, I agree. But like your example with Esquire, you can tell that was his
intention.
Thing.
Yeah.
He did not want it to sound good.
Right.
He was using old, dirty, grimy beats, and then he was rapping dirty, dusty, grimy. When you have a guy that's trying to sound like he's Common, but his production is fucking basement, it's worthless.
Right, I get that. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's exceptions, is all I was saying.
I think it's shit, just Esquire. I ain't heard too many other exceptions. Can you think of, who else you think?
But I think you're going by saying Esquire because he's so good. He's so good.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I just can't think anybody else that can pull that off, is what I'm saying. Man. That just pulls off that shitty ass, I sound like garbage ass, you know.
And I think there's talent there too. Right.
Yeah, that's what
I'm,
sometimes, so. Sometimes we get stuff and the talent is missing, and then it sounds like shit.
Right.
So it's just a double whammy.
Yeah. Right.
Stop today. Don't ever get.
Yeah. By any means, I'm not telling MCs to not get their shit mastered.
Yeah.
No.
That's almost what it sounded like. It doesn't have to be.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
No, bro.
I was just piggybacking off what he was saying. Actually, what he was saying, like the MC and the talent and stuff like that. Because, like you said, that built for Cuban Links. Some of that shit was kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Off, and I noticed that, but Raekwon
still killed it.
You know
and
what I'm saying?
It was dirty and gross like that.
Right.
It's okay.
Yeah,
but if you're trying to sound clean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's a different type of rap.
I love the clean sound. I love that crisp clean sound.
It depends on who it is, though, right?
Yeah, it just depends
like,
on who it is.
If you had super crisp Ghostface albums, like what was that last one he did? That was No. I'm sorry.
Ghostine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a reason that didn't really work for him.
Right.
But anyway, we talk about something.
Right.
But the last question Mike had in all of those questions that, and it was my question that he damn took too. But
I ain't taking one.
Whatever. Like, what do you want out of hip hop? Where do you see your career going? Where do you aspire to be?
Right now, I'm just living like I just go. I only have like my vision is like very narrow. It's just like whatever I'm doing, working in now. as far as like my goals, like in a broader perspective, I just want to get more recognition. That's it. Just to be somebody, to leave my mark, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't feel like there's. I don't think I've heard of like a Mexican rapper right now, like really breaking grounds or anything.
Do you plan on like performing anywhere?
I perform here like one time. I did the Coast to Coast thing, and I didn't. I mean, it was cool, but I don't think I would do it
again. Coast to Coast thing, the A through C, or something else.
Is the live mixtape thing?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did that, and then that's about it. I've only performed two other times in Canada, and I haven't performed here before.
How long were you in Canada?
I was there for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I was born.
I have another question.
Yeah. When did you come to Atlanta?
Well, I came to Atlanta in 2002. 2001, yeah. 2001, then I left to Mexico, then I went to Canada, and then I came back in 2011.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I've been going back and forth and shit.
How do you feel about Southern Hip Hop since you're here?
It's different.
You're one of those guys that doesn't fit in with Southern Hip Hop.
Yeah. No, that's why I was like, wow, it's different too. When I was in Canada and I would rap over there, it would be completely different. It would be like, oh my God, you can rap, I wanna hear you rap. And then when you get here, it's like, oh, you rap. He raps too.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It's completely different. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I always thought that it was like something to do with my skin color, because I was like, man, they don't like Mexicans down there and like all that shit. But you know, I had to realize there's a lot of competition down here. Everybody's trying to fucking make it. I'm like, shit. You know what I mean? So when I was in Canada, it was completely different. And then when I came back here, on this mixtape, I actually go over like a trap beat, and I've never done that before. And my friend was just like, you need to get on some South shit, like if you're gonna like make something like that. And I just wanted to experiment and make it, see if I can make it work. And I mean, I liked it. I don't think it was that bad.
But do you feel like the market is kind of off balance for you, since you don't fit in with a standard Southern rapper? I mean, even though you're not from Georgia, but you're in Georgia now.
What do you mean, like
okay, so if you're trying to market yourself, and and they say, where are you from, and you say, well, I'm from Atlanta, they're going to be like, no, this is not Atlanta. That's what I'm saying.
I think I kind of like that though. I kind of like how I don't want to fit into like everything else. Just like the same thing when you ask me about me being atheist and me being scared of like fitting into that, like am I going to turn people off? I think I like things that are like just like random. I don't know where, like, why the fuck do you sound like this if you're from Atlanta? Mm-hmm. I like that. I like those kind of things. I like
the throw surprise. People.
Yeah.
Okay. So were you trying to leave your mark and just get your music more and more out there? You said you only performed a couple of times. Are you planning to perform this year?
Yeah, this year probably.
So what do you have in mind? Like, what do you think where do you think you're going to perform? Like, what events and things like that?
I went recently. I saw this guy named Civil Rights, and he performed at the ATL Bonfire. I don't know if you guys heard of that place. They do it every Sunday. Yeah. It's like in a warehouse.
Where at?
I don't know exactly where at. I have to check them. I'll send you the address. Yeah, right? Yeah, and they do it every Sunday, and they have a DJ, and they have people performing there, and it's like on a cliff. I went there for New Year's. It was amazing.
Right. Will you ever do an entire project in Spanish?
That is a good one, actually.
And we have a song called Huele Mi Culo.
Oh, shit.
Right now, I haven't thought. No, probably not. I've done a song in Spanish before. It was just a verse, because I was talking about political issues in America, and I was rapping in English, and then I went to talking about political issues in Mexico, and then I went to Spanish. That's the only time I've done that before.
Was it harder? Because I know for me, I don't speak as much Spanish anymore. So when I speak to my friend or the few friends or my family, it's hard for me to translate, because like some words get stuck, because I'm like, how do I translate that?
Yeah.
Is it like that for you?
Yeah.
Like, in music, like when you're rapping?
I think in Spanish, to make words rhyme, it's easier.
Really?
Yeah, for me, it's way more easier. But I like the challenge of me. Like, I've always had this thing where English has been my second language, so I've always like, I have to get it down. Like, I have to make sure that every word is pronounced properly. I have to make sure that everything sounds right. So people don't like, well, I was like, oh, I can hear that little accent, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that shit at all. Like, because I want to make sure it's clean in English, and when I speak in Spanish, I want it to be clean in Spanish.